Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. This next artist we're about to speak to, like a lot of artists we're hearing about these days, started off as a songwriter. He's definitely written some stuff that you've heard or are familiar with. We'll get into that in a second. His name, KC, Kevin Kossom, joining the Ralphie Radio Show right now. What up, Kevin?
What's up?
Hey, new track, Baby I Like It, featuring Fabulous and Diddy. Really dope. We're going to feature that a little later with the Daily Download. Right now, let's talk about another track, though. Kerry Hilson, right. Kanye and Neo, Knock You Down. You wrote it, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's a big one. Yeah, I wrote that one with the help of, you know, some people, whatever. But originally, it was a full song written by me. And we got those features on there, those big-time features from Neo and Kanye. Yeah, it went down. Like, as it was happening, I couldn't believe it.
Now, did you write it for Kerry, or did Kerry check out the song after the fact and said, I want it?
It was kind of like me and Danger were in a session, you know, just creating to create. You know what I'm saying? You know, Danger had a good relationship with Polo. And he sent it over to Polo, and Polo was like, yo, this would be perfect for Kerry. So, and she cut it. As it went on, you know what I'm saying, Neo, he wanted to be a part of the project, and I guess he liked the joint, you know what I'm saying, and wanted to be a part of it. So, sent it over to him, and he did a verse to it, and same as Kanye.
When he says Danger, by the way, he's talking about Danger Hands, a super producer extraordinaire, who, of course, has worked with a number of different artists, including Britney Spears. If you're close with Danger, then you must know my girl Tina Parole, right? Or at least have heard of her.
Yeah, I know Tina.
Yeah. Tina's been on the show before as well. Tina and I share Western New York roots, too. We're both from the Buffalo area, so.
Okay, that's what's up.
So there you go. Tina. Small world, man, isn't it?
Yeah, big time.
Hey,
big time.
I want to go, you know, it's funny. I want to go back to Knock You Down real quick, because I remember talking with Kerry Hilson about that song, and she was telling me she actually delayed the release of her album. It was, like, all ready to be pressed and everything.
Yeah.
And she told the label, hold up. And it actually, at least on the front end, cost them a little bit of money, but obviously they made it back and then some.
Yeah, I remember it being done pretty much, and we, you know, at first we weren't sure if we was going to make it or not, and it went from not knowing if it was going to make it in time to being one of the biggest singles, the number one record.
Absolutely, yeah, we had one of her biggest singles ever. We're talking with Kevin Kossom right now, KC, here on the Ralphie Radio Show. He's written for a number of other artists as well, Trey Songz and Chris Brown and R. Kelly, but let's talk about your track that I heard that I got sent, Baby I Like It, and you got Fabulous on it, Fab, obviously, you know, he always kills it on the features, but you got Diddy on it. Now, how'd you get Diddy on it?
Just, you know, making relationships as a songwriter. You know what I'm saying? Doing some work. I've worked with Puff a few times. And then also Danger. You know what I mean? He produced like three joints on that Last Train to Paris. He did Hello, Good Morning being one of them. And so the relationship was just there based off of, you know, the groundwork that had been laid, I guess you can say, or just the work behind the scene.
Yeah, and obviously it's a blessing, too, that you're working as close as you are with Danger, and you got all the different connects and whatnot as well. And like I mentioned earlier in this interview, Kevin, this is a storyline that we're seeing more and more often in music, the songwriter making that transition to singer and doing it very well. Whether you talk about a Kerry Hilson or you talk about a Neo or more recently Jason Derulo even is one that comes to mind. What advantage does the songwriter have in making that transition?
I think naturally most songwriters want to be, you know, they're artists. We're artists, you know what I'm saying? Whether people accept or give us the chance or whether we push it far enough to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? We're all artists, you know what I'm saying? Making that transition can be tough just to get, you know, people to recognize you as an artist, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of people who aren't really a part of the creative process, but they're great at selling it. And, you know, I think that's the major thing for, you know, a songwriter turning artist is to be able to sell it as well as, you know, some of the greater, you know, better performers that are out there.
Kevin Kossom again is the man we're talking with here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We're going to feature his track, Baby I Like It, featuring Fabulous and Diddy, a little later with the Daily Download. Hey, Kevin, thank you so much again for making some time for the Ralphie Radio Show, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man, for having me, man. Thank you.